Today is the great feast day of Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th. We celebrate this feast day each year to honor really two of the greatest pillars of the church, two of the Lord's greatest apostles. Let's take a look first at Saint Peter. He probably was a middle-aged man by the time the Lord called him. He was a fisherman. He was sort of in a fishing co-op with his brother Andrew and his partners James and John and their father. He was from the Sea of Galilee. And he was, by nature, very lovable, impetuous, impatient kind of figure. Probably one of the most human and lovable figures of the New Testament. When his brother Andrew brought him to the Lord, Jesus looked at Peter and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You shall be called Kephas, meaning rock." Well, St. Peter spent 3 years with the Lord, and he really became the leader of the apostles. He became the first pope. He's mentioned 195 times in Scripture, more than all the other apostles combined. And he was the one who, in today's gospel, when the Lord said, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" And they gave the first Gallup poll and said, "Well, some say you're Elijah, some say you're one of the prophets." It was God the Father who revealed to Simon that Jesus was the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God. And so Peter was inspired by the Holy Spirit and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." We also know that after the Lord's death and resurrection and ascension, Peter became the first pope, the leader of the church, chosen by Christ when Christ had told him, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs." And we see Peter living out his leadership role in the early church. He was the first one to preach on Pentecost Sunday, brought in a very good crowd of 3,000 new converts on his first day in office. And he was the one who replaced Judas, who had committed suicide. He replaced him with Matthias. He was also the first one of the apostles to work a miracle, curing the lame man at the temple gate. He was also the one who was the one to bring the first pagan into the church. As you know, most of the converts were from Judaism, and there was a big discussion. What about those who are not Jewish? Do they have to become Jewish first before they become Christians? And Peter, of course, the leader of the church, the first pope, said no. Gentiles can become Christians directly without having to become Jewish first. So we also know that his reputation was incredible in the early church. People would line the streets with the lame and the deaf and the crippled just so that Peter's shadow would pass over them and they would be cured. During Peter's life, he was imprisoned about 4 times. And as you know, he died by crucifixion in the year 64 AD. St. Paul was really Peter's spiritual brother in the Lord. Paul, as a young man, a very devout Jew, received the very best of all educations as a Pharisee from the great teacher Gamaliel. And he was such a strict Jew that when he heard about this new way, he wanted to stop it. He wanted to crush Christianity, thinking that it was contrary to the teaching of his Jewish fathers. And so he went out on a crusade to destroy Christianity. He was even on his way to Damascus to arrest men, women, and children and throw them into prison. But as you know, the Lord intervened in Saul's life and was converted and became the great St. Paul, the greatest missionary the church has ever known. St. Paul would labor for 30 years in the vineyard of the Lord, being one of the greatest saints. And not only did he do amazing things with his preaching, but also with his letters. We have, you know, so many letters in the New Testament that live on and continue to be read at Masses on Sundays and throughout the church year. Paul's personality was very courageous and dedicated, and we see him as a very affectionate and loyal servant of the Lord. And today we celebrate this great feast day. I'll give you blessings with the relics of Saints Peter and Paul. You can venerate these relics after Mass today. I really think that we're so blessed to belong to the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Our church wasn't begun 100 years ago or 500 years ago. Our church goes way back to the apostles, founded by Christ upon St. Peter, the first pope, and St. Paul, the great apostle and missionary. The intercession of Saints Peter and Paul, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.